Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
eating nachos.
Yeah, you can. You absolutely can. Haven't done it before, but doesn't mean that you can't do it.
Can I say, I love Mexican food. Love it with a passion. But it tends to be something that I always overeat.
I overeat everything, though.
Yeah, so do I.
Because I tend to have, like if I'm getting tacos or even nachos, I'll have corn chips and guac before. And corn chips, like, if you polish off a bag of corn chips by yourself and guac, it's quite filling.
I think the thing with Mexican is you want to make it the whole experience, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, when you make it, you're like, oh, we'll get some corn chips and guac beforehand.
Margaritas.
Yeah, whereas there's not really... Whereas if you're making another cuisine, you don't normally have a warm-up before that.
No.
You know what I mean?
Or if you get, like, in tacos, you could do soft and hard shell.
Absolutely.
You don't do steak and chicken.
Whereas if you're doing burgers, there's no official warm-up meal for burgers, is there?
Chips.
No, that's
a side.
You
you're
that
right. That's
it.
A side.
There's no whereas it's corn chips and guac or salsa is the warm up meal.
And
So
many different. You could have fajitas. You could have tacos,
enchiladas,
burritos,
quesadillas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What else can you name?
Nachos.
What other Mexican food can you name?
There's that one that's the deep fried chimichangas.
Chimichanga.
Yeah. Yeah. They're great. Great Mexican food.
I love
Mexican food. Yeah.
I do. It's, anyway, the show.
I was supposed to go to Mexican on Friday night, but we couldn't get in. No, we went to Italian instead, which was good Italian, but I did feel like Mexican.
Italian's up there for me too.
Yeah, same. They would be my top two, then maybe Japanese as a third.
Japanese is an interesting one.
Yep.
Not up there for me.
Okay.
Like Japanese.
My top three? Mexican?
Yep.
Italian?
Yep.
Barbecue.
Barbecue, like southern, like barbecue, sticky ribs.
Heaps, ribs. And like, and like big salads, slaw, the whole thing.
You know what? Probably my three as well.
Yeah, and if you're talking alcohol, a few beers, big barbecue.
Absolutely. Just, Japanese wouldn't make it.
Okay. Yeah. That's all right.
But no, good.
You're not
good
wrong.
For you.
That's your opinion.
No, yeah, exactly.
No, you're
wrong. No, you're wrong. You are wrong.
No, you're right. No, she's wrong.
Yeah, change your opinion.
Right. She's wrong. Yeah, you should. This is great. The burgers. Burgers. We didn't just mention that in the top three.
Well, that might be in barbecue.
No, you know what I mean? You're right.
Yeah, it's all part of that kind of American barbecue style.
Family. You could definitely have some
comfort
ribs on
food.
A burger.
Yeah.
It certainly is. That's on the show. There's just some great stuff, guys. So.
What else is on there?
Oh, dad jokes.
Yeah, they're good dad jokes.
Dad jokes are good ones. Not you and the callers. I mean, you'll hear that because the show rating makes a podcast every day now. And
oh, doesn't
you called someone the wrong name. You
I called Ron.
Some children.
Called Ron John.
You're very angry today. You're all right.
No, not angry. Just
frustrated.
Never
defensive.
Angry. Defensive, probably. Probably defensive.
But they're not attacking you, Nate. You know that, right?
Well, they are. They are.
Do you think when they don't agree with you, they come after you personally?
Oh, absolutely, mate.
That's not true.
No, 100%.
They just disagree. They're just...
No, 100%. They're coming after me.
So
they're watching me.
When Grace
they're
goes Japanese, you get really angry
she's
about
going
that.
At me.
Yeah,
she's going at me.
I'm going at you.
You're 100%
going at me.
You're going at me.
Hey.
Hey.
We don't do that on this show.
You know what? Let's kiss and make up.
No, thanks.
Oh, Nate.
Why are you kissing me?
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, that's the one, Hobart. Throw open the curtains. Let Monday slap you right across the face. Wake you up for another week. Jim, welcome to the week. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Monday.
Yeah, welcome to the end of May.
Yeah, that's right. 31st.
31st of May.
So. Yeah. I had to do the old sing song yesterday to figure out how many days were in May whilst I was making a folder. 30 days have September, April, June. And November, all the rest of 31, except for February, which has, now this bit confuses me, 29 days.
28 days each year.
And 29
days
each
leap year.
There you go, guys. And that will stick with you.
I mean, I hope you sang it better than that. It's not really, that was
well, it was in my head. I was doing it in my head. I was doing it like a haiku.
30 days has September, April.
June. Do it like slam poetry.
June! And November.
I tell you what the other one I always remember is the spelling of because. Did you ever have a... We had a little saying, sing song.
Mine was just because.
Because, yeah. No,
B and because.
Ours was boys eat crunchy apples under saggy elephants.
I have one, the Nine Tines table. You had songs for them. I don't know if you did growing up.
We did. We used to listen to a CD.
Okay, the only one I remember is the Nine Tines table.
1, 9, 9, 2, 9s are 18, 3, 9s are 26, 5, 9s are 45, 6, 9s are 54, 7, 9s are 63, 8, 9s are 72, 9, 9s are 81, 10, 9s are 90, 11, 9s are 99, and 12, 9s are 108. We had the same thing. That's the same thing. I've never heard that song before. I just thought it was...
Look, forgive Nate Hobart. He's not great with a singer.
I do remember we have a song, but
there was one for every times table. Mm. That was the to this day. It's the only one I remember. But I don't remember the night. I'd have to sing the whole thing just to get to like
to figure out how many nine sevens we're going to go through. One, three, four, five, six. All right,
it's like the month thing. You have to sing the whole thing to get there.
Well, we are on the air 6 to 9, 54.
I believe you. I don't want to sing this song.
He's dead. His jokes are really bad. And Hobart wants to laugh right now, but instead they're going to say, Dad.
Stop it.
Oh my God, Dad, you're so embarrassing.
Stop it, Daddy.
So embarrassing.
Stop it. Stop it. Nathan, is Dad Joke Mondays, 131060 is the number. Yep. Hobart, if you do have a joke, give us a call. But, Nath, can I ask you, what do you call a man with a rubber toe?
What do you call a man with a rubber toe?
With a rubber toe.
Don't know.
Oh, Roberto.
Roberto.
Very good.
Roberto.
And, you know, I've got heaps of those name-based gags. I'm going to add that to my repertoire.
Roberto.
Love that.
Nath, I saw a TV for sale on the Facebook Marketplace.
Okay, yeah.
I've got it in front of me as for sale, and it says, TV for sale, $1, but the volume is stuck on full.
The volume stuck on full, that's annoying, very loud.
Yeah, and I thought to myself, I can't turn that down.
No, you can't turn down. What a great deal. What a great deal.
And I can't turn the volume.
You just, really can't turn it down. You can't turn it down, mate. Great deal.
Nath, you don't know this, but feeling adventurous on the weekend. Great. Came into a bit of money recently.
Nice, well
and,
done.
And I bought a horse.
Oh, wow.
Called him Mayo.
Mayo the horse.
Uh-huh. And you know what I love about Mayo?
What do you love?
Something that Mayo does, and I just love what Mayo does.
Mm-hmm.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise,
and I just love that.
Also, one of my favourite things to have on meats.
Mayonnaise.
Love that.
How's that, mate? 3 from 3?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Great jokes, which is awesome.
Ranking them, how would you?
Honestly, I can't remember. They were good.
But I don't remember anything.
I can't remember. I remember the mayonnaise one. That was good. Yeah, it really stuck with me. The other one.
Roberto?
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
The TV one.
Yeah, that was
volume's
all good. All good. All probably the same level. Can't rank them.
Can't rank them. No. Yeah, thanks,
put them all at second. There you go. they all tied for first, therefore they're all second.
Second, yeah.
Well, technically, I think that'll be third, wouldn't they? I don't know. All right, Ron from Brighton. Ron, you got a dad joke for us?
Always. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Morning, Ronnie.
Oh, we got you, did we?
No,
it's not a joke, mate. We actually were just saying good morning. We like you. You're a good bloke.
Go ahead, Ron.
No, I was biting my lip. It was the one word that I hate is Ronnie, but yeah, I'll let you boys slide on that one.
Sorry, Ronnie.
I mean, you know us. We give everyone a nickname. Everyone gets a nickname.
Absolutely. But I asked my German friend if he knew what the square root of 81 was.
You asked your German friend if he knew what the square root of 81 was.
Oh, can I guess? Did he say 9?
Actually, he just said no.
Oh. Is that what 9 means? Is that what I'm missing?
Yeah, no, 9 means no.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
sorry.
It's good.
You were supposed to go that way, but yeah.
No, it's teamwork from you and me, John. John, Ron, whatever your name is.
He got the joke.
He doesn't like Ronnie.
Don't panic.
Sorry, Ron.
Good on you, Trevor.
You're good.
Thanks, Trev. Thanks for calling. Sophie from West Away. Sophie, you got a dad joke for us?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Soph. How you going?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Soph, do you like being called Sophie?
Pardon?
Do you like being called Sophie or Soph, or do you have a nickname?
I don't mind.
You don't mind?
Don't mind, okay. Cool. We'll call you Soph.
Ronnie.
Nice. What, have you got a joke for us, Soph?
Yeah. What do you call a pile of lettuce? A chicken wearing a pile of lettuce.
What do you call a chicken wearing a pile of lettuce?
Staring.
Staring at
a pile of lettuce.
Yeah.
Chicken staring at a pile of lettuce. Oh, can I have a guess, Soph?
Sure.
Chicken Caesar salad?
Yep.
Well done. Good stuff. Very good. So that was great. That was, you take out joke of the day.
Or do I? Because got it with that.
Nath, there is a pop-up community market coming to Moona this weekend. It's called To the North. It's brought to you by the good people behind St Albi. Now, when we asked who could we get on to chat about this, there were so many names.
Yeah.
But there was one name that kept getting thrown around, Lucy Baker. And when we thought of that, Nath, you said to me, you looked at me, you went, Jim, Absolucy.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I forgot to come up with that. Yeah, genius.
I have not forgotten that you came up with that. I have made everyone realise that that is now a thing that we say.
So, to chat to us about this, please welcome to the show, Lucy Absolutely Baker.
Oh. Yay! Thank you.
Luce, welcome.
Mate, I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
Well, I'm here to remind you that it is now a phrase.
I'm hoping people are using that at the restaurant as well.
I've made them.
Yeah, good.
It's in our staff.
Surely that's the name of one of your new cocktails coming out as well, the Absolutely.
Well, that's what I've told them. It needs to happen.
Oh, absolute vodka.
What would your...
and again.
Yeah.
He's on. The big seller's on. What would be the Absolutely cocktail? What would you have in your cocktail? What would it be?
Well, I would have... I'd have anything because I have been a mum now and I don't go out and drink. So I'm just... I would have a... what's the ones with everything in it? Like
King's Cup.
Oh, King's Cup.
Just a dregs. Pack it with everything. Yeah, a little bit of
anything
everything.
In a restaurant, you know, they're at the back, the drinks come in, just pour them all into one cup.
It's Long Island iced tea.
Yes.
Everything. Yeah. Just
Long
everything
Island
in it.
Lucy tea.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Absolutely.
Luce, can you tell us a bit, and I guess for people listening to the show that don't know anything about To the North, it is happening this weekend. Very exciting.
So it is a community pop-up market. So it's on Sunday. It starts at 8 a.m. The first 45 minutes is just a low sensory time. So any people with disability, elderly, just to have that space to move through the market. And then at 9 a.m. it opens to the general public. So at 9:30 we've got Welcome to Country by an amazing woman called Chris Schaefer, which is very, very exciting. And then it just flows on from that. So there's lots of things happening around the market. We've got about 40 stalls. 10 food vans, and there's a lot of entertainment happening.
Luce, we've been speaking about it on the show a few times. We've had you in to talk about it. How has the buzz been about this before it is obviously going ahead this weekend?
Well, I'm really excited, but it has been it has been really well received.
Amazing.
The local community is getting behind it. We've got an event, and I just check it every 5 minutes just to see that another person is coming.
So. We've got it in front of us. A huge list.
Yes.
There are so many. Did you think that you would get this many people involved?
No. My aim was 20 stall holders, and we've doubled that, plus added all the entertainment that's coming to it as well. So it's been an amazing collaboration. I've had a great team working with me, so it should be an amazing day.
Lucy, why do you think so many people have been jumping at the opportunity to get involved in this?
There's nothing like this in the northern suburbs, but it's also like a little mini festival. So it's got a bit of everything. It's exciting. It's new. No one has done anything like this before. So I think everyone loves something that is new.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially in the winter as well, you know, people are looking for things to do.
Yeah,
going out and
There's
doing
less
things.
Events and less things on.
Absolutely.
And it's free. So
it's free. That's
do you have it
free? One, yeah.
Is there capacity? Is there numbers? Or
so just with COVID, there is. So it's $4.99. We've hit to be in the market at one time and move through the space. So we've got about 30 volunteers working with us. Amazing. Who we met up. So big thanks to them as well. So that's just another arm of the market that we've had to negotiate through. So we've got little app counters and it's all very official.
Love an app counter. That's fancy. Lucy, you're going to try and get around to every single stall?
I don't understand how I'm going to work. There's like OMG donuts I'm so excited about. Mixed lollies, they make their own musk sticks. All the arts and crafts. There's beautiful jewellery. The fashion, we've got pre-love fashion. So I've been scrolling their Instagram accounts and really getting into that. So there's so much to do.
Something for everyone, yeah.
And the St Albi Tuck Shop van, it's coming back. So
yes,
we've got the Cox Sanger. So that's always a bit of a hit.
What's involved in that?
Well, so we've got our coffee rub on a steak, but it's in a sandwich.
Oh,
Lucy.
With the slaw. So
I'm
really done.
I mean, Nathan, I don't have any official involvement, but are you happy for just to wander around, tell some jokes, you know, just chat to people, have a bit of a yarn?
I would love you guys there.
Mate, Lucy's going to be so busy, she won't even know if we're there.
We're going to have walkie-talkies and high-vis vests. You guys can borrow one as well.
Oh, I love that.
I do love the high-vis.
You will be official.
Yeah. Just to draw more attention to ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, we love ourselves. This sounds right around.
Lucy, thank you so much for coming in. Of course, Lucy Baker from St Albie. You made the North Market happen. It's going to be absolutely amazing. If you do want to get down there, make sure you do. Sunday the 6th of June, 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. Lucy, we can't thank you enough for coming on the show
thank
to talk all about
so
it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. All right, Jason Derulo, take you dancing.
Make sure you go, Hobart. Trust me, there's no excuse not to go. Nathan, I'll be there. I'll see you on Sunday. Hits.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks. Oh, yes, Jim, back for another Monday. A game, of course, as easy as ABC. The way it works, we give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct. What do they take home, Jim?
$1,000.
$1,000. Spot on. Spectacular. Michelle from West Moona. Hi, Mish. How are you?
Hey, how you going?
Hey, we're going good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, good. Thank you.
You have a good weekend, Michelle?
Oh, yeah, I worked. So, yeah, it's always good to work.
Yeah, that's true. Work gets money and money's not bad, is it, Mish?
And pays the bills, correct.
Correct. You're and speaking so right. of money, $1,000, what would you do with it?
Yeah. I don't know. It's my daughter's birthday today, so I suppose I'd have to spend some on her.
Oh, how old is she, Mish?
She'll be 29.
29. What's her name, Michelle?
Her name's Bianca.
Bianca. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, B.
So even if mum wins nothing, you got this.
Yeah, absolutely. And
this
is worth $1,000. This song. Okay. Thanks to our good friend, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, we've started charging for birthday shout-outs, Michelle.
Yeah. Why not?
So even if you win, you'll get the bill.
No, you won't, Michelle. Got a good vibe there.
Your daughter will get the bill. It's her birthday.
No, she won't. Stop trying to give people the bill.
All right, Michelle, you ready to play for $1,000 this morning?
I am.
All right, Michelle, today your letter is V, as in V for Vendetta. Your 30-second start at the end of the first topic I give you. You can pass, and we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Righto, Mish, from West Moona, your first question, beginning with V. Give me a colour.
Violet.
A bird.
Nixon.
An ice cream brand.
Viennetta.
A button on a remote.
Void.
A geographical feature.
Volcano.
Something that locks.
Vault.
Safety equipment.
Vest.
A type of t-shirt.
Vest.
An occupation.
No.
Michelle, you were so good.
Yeah,
Wow.
Did well. I mean, I would have to maybe question Vixen. Is Vixen a bird? What is a vixen?
I don't know. Producer Grace
what
is the...
What is a vixen?
I don't know. Well, you said it, Mitch.
It's a bad person. Isn't a bad girl a bad lady? Vixen? I don't know.
A bad lady. Isn't a vixen like a naughty, like, oh, she's such a vixen.
Can we not hear Grace?
Yeah, yeah Producer know. Grace. I don't know. What...
It's a female fox.
Oh! You scared me there, Mish. A female fox. Oh, Michelle.
Well. What happened there, Mish?
What'd you get for a bird?
What did I get? Oh, we had Vulture in front of us.
Vulture is the name. Yeah, well, we've got.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. And then the only other one was a button on a remote, Void. Void.
Yeah, that's not. There's not a Void button.
The Void button.
What is it?
Volume. The volume button.
Oh.
Volume or Vixen was the other button on the remote.
Get out. What about a job? Is there a job?
A vet? Veterinarian?
No. There isn't a job. That was a complete stitch-up question.
Michelle, there is. I mean, I've said this many times. Nathan and I don't come up with the questions or the answers, but there is always an answer.
Mish, I love you. I love you. You're and that's why I'm going to give you $50 to spend at Valhalla Ice Cream. How's that sound?
There you go.
You can give that to Bianca.
Mish, I'll give you the last question. You only missed out on one more question. Something that has wheels, starting with V.
Vehicle.
No, there was no answer to that question. Good on you, Michelle. All right, another chance to win $1,000 tomorrow. Alpha Bucks returns for you Tuesday. On the way though, Jim, kill the music. This is huge. On the way.
That's your job, mate. I don't push the buttons.
Yeah, no, but you got to say it. You know, got to talk through it.
Okay.
Talk through it.
Tell yourself what you're doing. Mate, pull the fader down.
Don't tell me what to do.
Fun fact for your Monday morning, a vixen is a female fox. What do you think about that, Michelle from West Moona?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, a lot of thing going on. I love Michelle. Good on her.
Nathan, Dark Mofo has delayed ticket sales.
Ooh. Ooh. Wow. Got me right the bits.
Michelle, you and Michelle.
I know.
Yeah, this is after our border restrictions were imposed on Victorian travellers.
Ooh. Not travel restrictions.
We still got Michelle Westmore on the line.
I'm just going to keep her here just in case there's anything else that might excite her.
I love you, Mish. So in a statement, Dark Mofo's Lee Carmichael said the festival is still on track to be held next month at this stage, but organisers are proceeding with caution. So tickets for the event, which is supposed to go ahead June 16th to the 22nd, had been set to go on sale right now.
Yeah.
We should have all been buying tickets to Dark Mofo stuff.
Delayed.
But this is now delayed. Again, last year's event was cancelled due to COVID-19, but this is all happening because they think, apparently they know, based upon previous ticket sales and previous years, the majority of the people who come down for it are Victorians.
It's the last thing they needed, really, after last year. They would be so... Anyone putting on an event like this, particularly Dark Mofo, would be just so nervous and anxious in the lead-up to things. And when they saw this, they're like, they've got to have some sort of plan, you know, just in case all things go wrong. They've got to think of everything particularly going wrong. In this case, it's pushing back the tickets, which is... It just sucks for
It's hard because I saw on Facebook a lot of... Because they put a post up on Facebook and Instagram and I was reading some of the comments and people were saying like, oh, well, I know plenty of people, especially mainlanders, elsewhere, Queensland, New South Wales, South Australia, that want to come over for Dark Mofo. But the problem is accommodation's basically already booked out.
Yeah.
So those people now can't. And then the people in Victoria, they don't know what they're going to do with their accommodation. I mean, again, it's June 16th to the 22nd. I mean,
we have a bit of time.
Tomorrow is the 1st of June. I guess we have to wait and see. I mean, you said earlier in the show, 5 COVID cases yesterday.
5 yesterday. Don't know how many today. It depends. Yeah.
Don't have today's numbers yet. One of them being in a aged care facility.
Yeah, which is the dangerous one, yep.
I still expect Dark Mofo to go ahead. It's just, I guess, they're just waiting. They're waiting.
Well, it'll go ahead. The problem is, yeah, whether and if Victorians will be able to get here and go to it.
Yeah.
We're the Burger Boys. We're here to make some noise. It's Jimmy and Nate. Whose will taste great?
It's a sauce bottle, guys. Yeah. It's a sauce bottle.
Just, guys, can you just tell everyone what that is?
It's a sauce bottle.
It's a sauce bottle.
Thank you, yeah.
It's a sauce bottle, guys. That's the noise. You know when you get to the end of a sauce bottle and you squeeze it out?
How does it go?
Sauce bottle.
Look, Hobart, if you didn't know, Nathan and I have come up with our own burgers.
Yeah.
Now, this is all thanks to our friends at Burger Got Soul, Tassie's original gourmet burgers established 2005, Launceston and Sandy Bay. Now, this is very exciting for Nathan and I because we're big burger fans. Nathan and I, as I said, have both come up with a burger. Hobart, you are going to vote. The winning burger will get stocked at Burger Got Soul for a limited time.
I love this. I love... And everyone loves burgers. Everyone loves some sort of burger. It doesn't matter what form. Everyone's got their own form that they like. I've never met somebody who just plain and simple dislikes burgers. Never.
No, so what we're going to do now is, Hobart, the voting will start after the show today. So make sure you follow us on the socials, at Jimmy and Nath, at Hit 100.9. There's going to be plenty of ways to vote. But we thought we'd just get a bit of a feeling at the moment.
Yeah, a bit of a vibe check.
Bit of a vibe check. So 13-10-60, between the Jimmy Burger and the Nath Burger.
Verga, the Nath Burger. Something you eat to start with V, Verga.
Ooh.
Would that be Verga?
As Nate said, we want to get a vibe check because the thing is we need to get final approval from Burger Got Soul. So we don't have that yet. So the burgers could potentially change a little bit. They should essentially be exactly the same, but there may be little tweaks. Now, I've got both of them in front of me,
sure.
So I'll go through both of them. So my burger is grilled free-range chicken breast, avocado, lettuce, tomato, soul mayo, little bit of relish, just a little bit of relish, and Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese, yeah.
On any type of bun, and it is the Little Swiss Bun Shine. Nace burger, 2 beef patties, 1 Portuguese chicken breast, bacon, avocado, 3 layers of cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and soul mayo.
Oh, mate, you can put it away over 3 days.
And its name is?
The Carnivore. Carnivore,
yes.
For those who enjoy meat. Enjoy a big old burger, because I tell you what, you don't want to wait before this one.
If you love Noah's Ark, we now have it on a burger.
Yeah.
So they are the two burgers. Did I get all that right, by the way?
You did, yeah. You absolutely nailed it, mate. Yeah, 100%. Right.
So they're your options at the moment, Hobart. The Little Swiss Bunshine or the Carnivore.
Absolutely.
Now, again, this... we'd love for you to call 131060. It's just a bit of just how are you feeling? Not your final vote.
Yeah, not your final vote. Just where are you leaning at the moment?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. If we want to break it down plain and simple, if you like meat and lots of it, go with mine. If you like something a little bit more lean, a little bit more classy, go with Jimmy's. That's as simple as that's what it is.
And look, yeah. we just sort of want to get where your vibe's at, where your head's at. So give us a call, 131060. Not an official vote yet, but just a hey
just
guys,
a vibe check.
Love the show, big fan of it. Oh, thanks for saying that. And I'm leaning towards Nate's Burger because
absolutely.
I love meat.
Okay, 131060, jump on the phones right now. We need a vibe check from the people of Hobart. Which burger are you vibing? Not your final vote. Which one are you vibing? Are you vibing Little Swiss Bunshine or are you vibing my burger, the Carney Moor?
We're the Burger Boys. We're here to make some noise. It's Jimmy and Nate. Whose will taste great?
Sauce, guys.
Sauce bottle.
Sauce.
That's what it is.
It's definitely, yeah, look.
definitely Maddie, a sauce bottle.
MP3 audio. Matty wasn't a final cinemas that day.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, the Burger Boys here.
Sauce bottle.
We are the Burger Boys. Very exciting, Hobart. Our friends at Burger Got Sold, Tassie's original gourmet burgers, established 2005, have allowed Nathan and I to come up with our own burgers. It's very exciting. I've got the Little Swiss Bunshine, which is grilled free-range chicken breast, avocado, lettuce, tomato, sol mayo, a little bit of relish, and Swiss cheese.
And mine is the Carney Moor, of course. Two beef patties, one Portuguese chicken breast, bacon, avocado, three layers of cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, sol mayo.
I thought there was is it a normal onion? I thought it was a, because at one stage I think you said like a, what are they called? Deep fried onion ring? Onion ring?
No, I never said onion ring. But I mean, what a great idea. It's now a deep fried onion ring. What a fantastic idea. Add that in.
So that we're going to be voting. Now, we're going to go to the phones just to get a bit of a vibe check on the burgers.
Yeah, yeah. Not final votes, just vibe check.
Not final votes. Make sure you're following us on the socials at Jimmy Nath, at Hit100.9. That's where we're going to be taking all your votes.
All right, young Alice from Old Beach. Alice, which burger are you vibing? Are you vibing the Little Swiss Bunshine or the Carney Moor?
I'm going for the Little Swiss Bunshine because Nath one is like,
Too much cheese for me.
And my mum said it's too much meat for her.
Too much meat, too much cheese. And that's fair enough. It's not for everybody, Alice.
No.
I believe you're... How old are you, Alice?
I'm 11.
Yeah, yeah. You're probably too young for this. I probably need an 18 plus.
How old's your mum, Alice?
My mum's 29.
29. Also too young.
What's the age group 30, for your burger?
30 plus. 30 plus for the Carney Moor. okay, good vibe check.
Just, it's good to know.
It is good to know. Not changing anything, but good to know.
No.
Blake from Montrose, young Blakey. Hey, Blake, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Going all right, Blake. Which burger are you vibing? Little Miss Bunshine or Carney Moor?
Little Miss Bunshine.
Yep. Again, Blake, you're 8 years old.
Out of the demo.
Cannot handle that much
meat. Blakey, why do you want my burger, the Little Swiss Bunshine?
Because, honestly, I don't think anyone could eat that much in a burger.
Oh, Blake, you've never been to a burger store with me.
And secondly, it's just too much. It'd probably be a lot of money.
No, free.
No. You're going to put Burger Got Sold out of business.
Completely free. I've just realised, I know what, yours is like a kiddie meal. You know what I mean? It's like a happy meal.
It's not a kiddie
meal. It is. Like
mine's
a kiddie meal.
For all ages.
No, it's a kiddie meal.
Because Alice's mum is 29 and she wanted my burger as well.
We haven't spoken to Alice's mum. That's just what Alice said.
Go back to Alice.
Alice.
Is your mum there?
Yeah, my mum's driving, but she's there.
She's driving. How convenient.
Can you put her on loudspeaker, please?
Yeah.
Alice.
Hello?
Alice's mum. How are you going? It's Jimmy.
Yeah, good yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Now, Nate's accused me of having a kiddie burger. I just would like to get you, a 29-year-old, an adult, that you also would like my burger over his Noah's Ark of burgers.
Oh, definitely. Nate's burgers just sounds way too much.
Yeah.
But Alice and your mum, you're both 14.
You can't attack the people.
Well, they're not going to have my burger anyway, are they? Julie from Lindisfarne. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you going?
We're going all right. Julie, how's your morning been?
Really good. I've been listening to you since 6:30.
Oh, that's early, Julie.
Long...
Good on you.
Thank you. I appreciate
Now, Julie,
that.
Just a vibe check. These aren't final votes, just a vibe check. Which burger are you vibing? The Little Swiss Bunshine, Jimmy's Burger, or the Carney Moor?
Jimmy's Burger.
The Little Swiss Bunshine, Julie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't handle that much meat.
No.
Yeah.
Too much meat.
Too much meat. That would be the
and
feedback.
Too many other things as well.
Too many other things. It's just too much.
About 6 inches high.
Yeah. Unreal, mate.
Yeah. That's,
unreal. But the thing is,
I plan on getting it into your mouth.
The thing is, Julie, you can have a bite.
I don't know how you're getting that 6 inches in your mouth.
Too much meat to fit in your mouth, Julie. Absolutely.
Yeah. Is that the tagline of the burger?
Yeah. Too much meat to fit in your mouth. Absolutely.
Nice burger.
And the other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nate.
No.
Too much meat to fit in your. Sorry. Nice burger.
Too much meat to fit in your mouth.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But besides that, I really think Jimmy's got this one nailed.
You reckon? Yeah.
Thank you,
reckon
Julie.
He's got it nailed.
Appreciate
so, yeah.
that.
Definitely nailed.
Yeah. So yeah. Nate, too much meat to fit in your mouth. Jimmy nailed.
I wouldn't put it that way.
Please welcome Mitchie McPherson.
Mitchie joins us each and every Monday, except if he's busy. You got things on, mate. So
I had something on last week, but good to be back.
Good to be back.
What's going on here? Look at this cord.
You tangled
this microphone.
No, because I tell you what happens. So Mitch is wearing the headphones.
Is this Grace's fault?
Grace gets very handsy, and she ties the headphones up.
She was also just sitting on that stool, which is quite high, with her legs crossed. I've never seen that. I don't know how
she does it.
She's
like a human cat.
It's a bit dangerous.
Yeah, I don't like sitting regularly. I like to sit in different ways.
Yeah, clearly.
You do.
Even when we're out drinking, she'll be like...
On the stool.
Yeah, she'll be like, I'll sit interesting and then people will see me.
That's if she's not doing a cartwheel.
That is not what I do.
Cartwheel.
I just...
I've seen it.
Yeah, you do it all
You
the
do
time,
the
mate.
Splits when you're drunk.
No, that's when I've had too much. That's how you know I'm gone and you should send me home.
Yeah, she just interrupts conversations and she goes... Everyone, I can do the split.
Here we go.
Just does them.
Watch
all right.
me.
Send her home. Mitchie, well, three of us are supposed to, speaking of going out, three of us are supposed to hang out on the weekend with a friend of ours. And he got a bit injured.
He texted us and he plays football. He texted and he said,
should we name him or not name him?
Let's not give him the airtime. I know he'd be sitting there praying that we mention him.
Let's call him AC.
AC. And he sent the text. So it's what, 4:30, I reckon, on Saturday. We're meant to meet up about 7 o'clock for his birthday to have a couple of drinks and catch up. Sends a text, I've hurt myself, got a sore hip, and tonight's off. He called it pretty early, too.
As we know, injuries are fixed very well with beer. So his loss,
and,
really.
I mean, you know, it's football. A hip and shoulder. and he's called the night off.
So if you're the night off, mate. Former AFL player carrying on a bit.
Yeah.
Right. Mate, you know, they're going to go after you. Yeah. And you're down here and you're a big star.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it ended up having a quiet one, which was fine by me.
I actually did see a picture that your wife, your beautiful wife, Sahar, put up of you and May falling asleep on the couch. Was that before or after the news that you weren't going out on
Saturday? I think that was, I don't know, I can't remember. Maya wasn't in it. It was just me. She handed me a couple of dolls and, just fell asleep. It's tough being a dad.
Oh, mate, you work hard,
I'd been sleeping on the couch all day and I'd been having a crack, so it was my turn. No, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
Absolutely a lie.
Welcome to the Chatty Check-In with Mitchie McPherson.
Yeah, Mitchie, thanks for sticking around, bud. Now, the big thing we wanted to talk about today, shorts day, mate. This is exciting. We were at the launch.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
You rocked up in trousers. So did I.
I wore shorts.
Oh, you had them over the top, didn't you?
No. I was the only one that wore shorts.
I wore shorts over the top. That
paid
was
a lot of attention to you.
Because when they... Yeah, thanks, mate. Good to see you. Because when they all these press photos went out, there was an absolute horrid photo of me.
Let's put that up. Can we please put that on your socials?
That is an ugly photo.
Yeah. At Jimmy and Nath, I put this ugly photo of me. Mitch was speaking, and I was just... I was really enjoying
You're in
it.
Awe. You're in awe.
but when the official photos went out of like the press day or whatever, I'll think about myself. So I click through and look through them. They just used the photos of me in my shorts because I was the only one in shorts.
True. Yeah. I did cop a little bit about being photo in the Mercury, had jeans on.
Yeah. Nate wore the shorts over his jeans.
Over the top. Yeah, I know. And then someone had. So who was it? Jeremy Rockcliffe had to borrow my shorts.
His
PA came up to him and was like, oh, Nate, do you mind taking your pants off? Jeremy Rockcliffe would like to wear them.
It was weird when they came to me first. And I went, well, that's all I'm wearing.
And I was like, weird. His PR.
Get out of it.
I get asked that all the time on a Saturday night by Polly's when they come up to me. Take your pants off. All right. Mitchie, shorts day, 21st of June. Shortest day of the year. You're asking people to come together to brave the cold, brave the conversation.
Yep.
The idea for shorts day, mate, remind us, where did it come from?
Generated within the team. Yeah, we've been thinking about a large-scale community activation that we could do for quite some time. And yeah, just having some conversations with the team, came up with it. Shortest day of the year. Shorts is our logo. So, yeah, brave the cold and brave the conversation is, as you said, what it's all about. And just a great way for, you know, organisations, schools to jump on board, fundraise, have a bit of fun with it. And we've been overwhelmed at the support so far, but still 3 weeks to go. So we're really hoping that a lot more people jump on and register.
Now, of course, every dollar raised as well helps Stay Chatty continue sparking mental health conversations. That money, how important is it that it keeps coming in to support what you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can see on our socials how active we are. We're still continuing to get many, many requests from workplaces, schools, community groups, sporting clubs to head out there and educate them around mental health. So, yeah, all the dollars will go straight in towards that, allowing us to continue to do that with our incredible team that we've got. So, really excited.
So, Mitchell, we'll put something up on our socials again at Jimmy and I so people can, you know, swipe up, get involved and register. So, I guess how simple is it for people listening to the show to be involved on Monday the 21st of June?
Very simple. We send out packs. So, we send out some hard copy packs and some stuff online that you can key tips around having the conversation. There's a video from me around having tips around... Having the conversation on shorts day. I've said it so many times I can't say it anymore. But then, yeah, you can wear your shorts. We've got little badges that you can put on as well. Not everyone wants to wear shorts, so that's totally fine. You can have a team meeting outside in the cold. There's many fun ways that we'll show you how you can get involved.
Now, again, this is the shortest day of the year, which also usually is around the coldest day of the year as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something very exciting we're going to announce on the show right now is we're going to be we don't know where yet, but we're going to be doing the show live somewhere in Hobart outside. Three of us are going to be brave in the cold. Mitch is going to be joining us for 3 hours to kick off Shorts Day.
Monday the 21st of June, we're going to be broadcasting.
Shorts. We better wear shorts.
In shorts.
Day.
No,
we probably can't get away with wearing pants out there.
And just shorts. That's all we're wearing. Nothing else. Nothing up top.
Better hit the gym.
Monday the 21st. Absolutely. Mitchy, Shorty, who's the mascot as well. You may have been hearing his voice as well.
In the commercials here at Hit.
Will Shorty be there?
Maybe. Yeah, he might be there.
This is huge. If you don't like Jimmy, Nath or Mitch, come down and potentially see Shorty on the 21st of June.
So, yeah, we're very excited. We're doing the show live somewhere in Hobart. We'll be keeping, as Mitch said, 3 weeks away. So we'll be keeping you updated about where that'll be happening and if you can come down and get involved and stuff. But the main thing now, register, get involved. It's a great initiative, Mitch, and a great idea.
Thanks very much, boys. Thanks for the support. So, yes, head to staychatty.com.au to register and find out ways in which you can get on board.
Thanks so much for joining us, guys. It's been a good show.
It certainly has, and we're out of here for your Monday in Hobart. This is the way that we finish the show each and every day. It is the show rating.
Yeah.
It's where myself, producer Grace and Nath rate the show out of 10. I'm going to kick things off, guys.
Go ahead.
Now, I'm going to... Monday's show I always feel like isn't the greatest show.
Slow off the mark most of the time.
Because, we've all had big weekends and we're not firing on all cylinders.
Which is fine. It's like a warm-up. It's never a sprint, this show.
So this rating is compared to other Monday shows.
Okay, great.
So I've given it an 8 out of 10.
Oh, nice.
Specifically, really enjoyed having Lucy Baker chatting about To the North happening in Moona this weekend. I really enjoyed my dad jokes. I just thought there was some real quality.
Good that you enjoyed them.
Just yours, not the callers?
I don't want to go into it.
No, it's okay. I enjoyed Jimmy's more than the course.
And then Shorts Day.
We're
doing the show live somewhere in Hobart. I really got that. So 8 out of 10 for me.
Good on you. Go on, Grace. What do you got?
Look, I'm going to be real with you. I've actually voted at a 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10, sure.
And you know what? That's actually more to do with me than you two. I feel like you guys did a really great job. I was a bit tired, wasn't firing on all cylinders. Struggled with some
firing
words.
Firing on all cylinders.
So I apologise for that.
No, Grace, I'm a bit with you. 6 out of 10 for me today. Yeah. 6 out of 10. Jim, you briefly mentioned it. Dad jokes for me. Had a shocker called Ron John. Also ruined his punchline. Then further on, just me with calls today. I had an argument with Michelle during Alpha Bucks.
You called everybody who likes my burger a child.
Yeah, I went after the calls.
There's nothing wrong with being a child.
No, there isn't. There isn't.
Look, I will defend Nath Hobart. When things don't go his way, he goes the attack.
But even when things were going my way, like I got the punchline, I still called Ron John, didn't I? Michelle. She had an argument about whether or not we had answers for Alpha Bucks. Yes, we do. I'd like people to know that there is always an answer for Alpha Bucks. We're not trying to stitch you up. Six out of 10. Again, same as you, Grace, mainly because of my performance.
You're both... We're awful.
You know what? Jimmy, most valuable player of today's show.
Most valuable MVP, player. Thanks, guys. 8 out of 10. Really
thanks,
good.
Guys. Round of applause for me.
There you go, mate.
Really
good on you. Good
on today.
Good
look,
on
sometimes
you.
That's what happens. Sometimes Nath carries the show. Sometimes Jimmy carries the show.
Yeah.
Sometimes Nath carries the show.
Yeah. Sometimes you do.
Sometimes Jimmy does.
Imogen, she's out there. She's learning at the moment. Sometimes Imogen might carry the show.
You might remember producer Make It Rainer.
Yep.
He would sometimes carry the show.
And that's the thing. Sometimes it's Jimmy.
It's different people. It's never, I don't want to name names.
Never Grace.
Jimmy Nath.
Who? I'm just saying.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.